Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
National High School Finals Rodeo kicks off with a bang. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Performance 1 of the National High School Finals Rodeo was hot with competition. Two returning world champions made strong efforts to defend their title, and many runs were made that will set the pace for the week. According to the press release from the National High School Final Rodeo press office, the bareback bronc riding featured returning world champion Tucker Caricato of Saratoga, Wyoming, with an 80-point score to play second in the performance. His qualified ride sets him up well for the rest of the week. Caricato is a 3-time varsity state wrestler and reserve champ in 2A state wrestling. Caricato said that surprisingly, the bareback bronc riding and wrestling have many correlations, including utilizing his core strength and the mental strength aspect. The goat tying pace set the standard high for the rest of the week. Lucy Richards of Hereford, Texas, tied in 7.36 seconds. I am super excited to have gotten the week started on the right foot, said Richards. Richards ran her horse, Tweeter, who she uses for both breakaway and goat tying. Quote, it is so rewarding to be successful on him, said Richards. My dad, sister, and I trained him. Returning world champion bull rider John Krimber from Decatur, Texas, was one of the 3 qualified rides for the first performance. He scored 76 points to take the lead in the performance. His qualified ride gives him a strong start to possibly securing another world champion title. 6-year-old becomes youngest girl to climb Devil's Tower. A 6-year-old Massachusetts girl became the youngest female on record to climb Wyoming's Devil's Tower on July 8th when she scaled the tower with her parents and 9-year-old brother. According to Cowboy State Daily, discussing her recent ascent of Wyoming's famed Devil's Tower, Alice Gailey, 6, was matter of fact. Quote, it wasn't scary for me, she told Cowboy State Daily early Thursday. On July 8th, Alice and her brother Tristan, 9, climbed Devil's Tower with their parents. That made Alice the youngest female on record to scale the 867-foot tower, according to the National Park Service. Alice said the accomplishment made her feel, quote, good, but, quote, not that proud. Alice's parents are oceanographic scientists who moved from France to Falmouth, Massachusetts about 15 years ago. A few weeks ago, the family loaded up in an RV and set off on an adventure across the United States and parts of Canada. They plan to stay on the road until about Christmas, and South Dakota and Wyoming are among their first stops. In the spirit of adventure and a love of nature, the family's calling their trek CARE, which the father said stands for Climbs, Adventures, Respect, Environment. Quote, the goal of the trip is to tour North America, visit all of the nice, iconic parks, and introduce the kids to nature, he said. Alice's ascent of the tower was no small feat. Devil's Tower National Monument spokesperson Tyler Devine told Cowboy State Daily. The route the family took has a 5.9 difficulty rating, which puts it in the challenging category, even for adults, said Devine, who has climbed the tower several times. Quote, I think it's a really neat thing. She's an adventurous kid, no doubt about it, Devine said. There are a few children who make the climb every summer, and there are unverified rumors that a 5-year-old girl once made it to the top, he added. But as far as official records show, Alice is the youngest girl to ever tackle the climb, he said. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.